Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in France, where he's set to meet with the foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council countries. They'll be discussing security and regional matters. He'll be laying the groundwork for a White House summit with the Gulf leaders next week. At a news conference in Riyadh on Thursday, Kerry and his Saudi counterpart, Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, said efforts were underway to forge a five-day ceasefire in Yemen to send in humanitarian aid.
No bombing, no shooting, no movement or repositioning of troops to achieve military advantage. Understanding that needs to be reached that neither party is going to exploit the humanitarian pause.
Among the topics in today's talks will be Iran's growing influence across much of the Middle East, including Yemen. Britain's Conservative Party, headed by Prime Minister David Cameron, had a resounding victory in Thursday's nationwide vote, according to British media. A 20-year-old student has become the youngest lawmaker in centuries, defeating one of the country's most senior politicians. Mary Black of the Scottish National Party defeated Labour's Douglas Alexander.
I would like to thank all the other candidates for their participation, and in particular, whilst I appreciate that this is a blow for Douglas Alexander, I truly hope he will remain to see his future in politics once he has recovered from this result.
Analysts say the SNP was one of the biggest surprises of the election, as it soundly defeated the Labour Party and won more than 56, making Scotland a near one-party state. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate has approved legislation giving Congress the right to review and possibly reject any eventual international agreement aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear development program. President Obama at his first opposed the congressional review of the pact. The United States and five other world powers are negotiating with Tehran, but he has said he will sign the current bill if Congress gives it its final approval. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says the U.S. has started training moderate Syrian rebels in the Middle East in an effort to strengthen forces fighting the Islamic State extremist. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
For some Syrian rebels, the wait for U.S. training through years of war is over. The Pentagon says roughly 90 thoroughly vetted rebels have started strengthening their battle skills under the tutelage of U.S. troops. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter told reporters the program is deliberately starting small.
It will need to prove itself. So we're starting with the people that we have, that we've vetted very carefully. Figuring out what the best training is, what the best initial deployment is. We expect that to be successful and therefore to grow.
By training the rebels to fight Islamic State militants, military leaders said the U.S. has assumed some responsibility to protect the rebels once they re-enter Syrian territory. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
Helicopter crash in northern Pakistan has claimed the lives of two ambassadors, one from the Philippines, the other from Norway, as well as their wives. Officials say the aircraft was carrying six Pakistanis and 11 foreigners. The cause of the crash is not yet known. A U.S. appeals court in New York ruled Thursday that the clandestine National Security Agency's massive collection of phone records of Americans is illegal and far exceeding the scope of what Congress authorized. The surveillance was unknown to almost all Americans until 2 years ago, when former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked a vast trove of documents about NSA spying before he fled overseas, eventually to asylum in Russia. U.S. Justice Department will investigate possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department following the death of an African-American man while under police custody. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake requested the federal probe into her city's police department following the April death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, who died of a neck injury while in the back of a police van. And today is the 70th anniversary of the Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the end of World War II in Europe, the surrender of the Nazis.
That's the latest world news from VOA.